As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind. It's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
FHJ 203K, the home style renovation mortgage, and the VA renovation loan products, to name a few. If you have a problem with the renovation that your project that you're working on and don't mind discussing it on live radio, please give us a call. If you want to do it privately, we have helped lots of people so far, and the initial call is totally free. Contact us at www.203k911.com. In any case, if you'd like to be part of today's show, call in at 888-627-6008, toll free, and join us. I wanted to let you know that we will be speaking on March 2nd at the California Residential Real Estate Council in Monterey, California, and that'll be held at the Monterey Association of Realtors, out in Delray Oaks, California, right next to Monterey. Next week, we're going to be focusing on nonprofits and how nonprofit organizations can actually benefit their neighborhood, help provide low-cost housing, local jobs, and make a little bit of profit in the process. Today, we're going to be discussing 203K Basics. It's intended to give you a basic feel for what you're about to get into or what you're about to begin. You can find the printout of these basics at www.203konline.com. Then scroll down to the handy download section. I can't believe how many people I run into each year that have never heard of the 203K. In fact, when I'm speaking on March 2nd, I'm going to ask that very question. How old do you think the 203K program is? And I know that I will find a whole bunch of nothing. People are going to have answers all over the place. So what we're going to be doing now is getting into what is a 203K loan. Well, a 203K is a fully disbursed loan, which allows a borrower to purchase or refinance a property and finance the cost of the rehabilitation with one loan closing. Because it's fully disbursed at closing, HUD can insure the 203K loan as soon as the loan closes. The mortgage amount for these loans is based on the projected value of the property after the work is completed. Taking into account the cost of the work, HUD has taken a strong position to encourage this program, and the loan is now easier to originate and close than ever before. The key is use a consultant. I can't tell you how important that is. Let's see here. For some reason, my screen went blank. Okay, so some of the advantages, let's back up a little bit. Let's say the loan is fully insured at close. What happens if your house should, hopefully it never will, but if it got burned down during the course of construction? That would be pretty devastating. So what we have is it's fully insured. What happens is the insurance company is going to take into consideration all the money that has not yet been disbursed on that project. We had one deal like that in over 32,000 203Ks that we've been involved with over the years. And what happened was the insurance company at first thought they were going to be out some great deal of money. But when they found out that this was a $300,000 project and only $30,000 had been dispersed, they're going to get that other $270,000 because they're insuring the whole project. And then they will work on getting it rebuilt to the job specs. So some of the advantages of a 203K is the upfront MIP or mortgage insurance premium can be financed. Nonprofit organizations are eligible to buy with only 5% down payment and can buy multiple properties once approved. They also have some special HUD down payment programs available for $100 and $500 down payments, particularly for those nonprofit organizations. You can finance up to 6 months of the mortgage payments, but it adds to your construction cost. So when you're qualifying for this loan, if you're strapped and getting in there by the skin of your teeth, whether you're nonprofit or buyer or homeowner, then you're going to you're not going to be able to finance those mortgage payments. But if you've got some leeway and they can fit in there, then you absolutely can finance some of your mortgage payments, up to six of them. Most of your closing costs can be financed. And a lot of people don't realize this, but all FHA loans are assumable. That's right. So if you get in trouble and you need to get out of that property, find somebody that can assume that loan that qualifies. The lender will still have to qualify them, be sure they're credit worthy. And then they can assume that loan and give you a small down payment, so forth. The big advantage that I see for realtors in some cases would be when the appraisal comes in a little low. Let's say you're doing a standard FHA loan or a conventional loan where you're not using FHA at all. All of a sudden the appraisal comes in and it's 10% low or 5% low or 8%. It doesn't come in at full value. Let's take another example. Let's say it comes in 20% low. Well, we can gain a 10% advantage just by turning it into a 203K. So if it's a 20% low, go renegotiate the sales price down 10%. You pick up 10%, and it sounds like you may still have a deal. But if it's 10% or less, you can just change it over to a limited 203K. If it isn't already a 203K, and gain 10% on that appraised value. So, and that can be big. So if you had this thing sold for $500,000 and the appraisal comes in at you have it sold for $500,000, the appraisal comes in around $475,000, it's not a problem. Because you can add 47.5 or 10% of that appraised value to the appraisal and still keep the deal together. Now, some people tell me, well, we're buying this house. My client's buying this cute little house. It's a FHA product. It's only $500,000. You know, I know you people in the Carolinas and other places in the United States. That doesn't sound like a little house to you, right? It's kind of cool. But in California, that's probably going to be a little house. And if you're buying in some of the higher end areas, that may be an extremely small house. So that 10% can mean a lot. It can get you back in the game. And if it's a standard conventional loan and it comes in a little bit low, flip it over to a 203K, a limited 203K, fix the broken window on the bathroom window there. What? You said it's not broken? What's your problem? What's your question? Fix the broken window. And I'm not telling you to break it. The limited 203K has no minimum loan amount, but the $35,000 maximum includes includes costs and fees, as well as 10 to 20% contingency in many cases. Check with your lender before you go trying to do a limited 203K. Because if you're if your lender requires a 20% contingency, then your construction amount can only be $27,200, because you're going to take that $35,000 and you're going to deduct $800 fees, and $7,000 is the 20% contingency. So when you deduct those, you end up with about $27,200. Some lenders only charge 10%. Other ones, they won't do it for less than 15% contingency reserve. So you need to know your lender. Talk to that lender. Find out that before you go making your offer, if you're trying to keep it a limited 203K. Now, any lender that does the 203B, which is the standard FHA loan, can do the limited 203K. Lenders who do the full or standard 203K have been vetted. They have to go jump through some hoops. But don't let anybody tell you, and this is scary because I get in front of an association of realtors and I say, how many people have had a deal fall through because the construction amount was too high? And you'll see a dozen hands go up in a room of 60 people that the deals fell through. And I said, your construction amount was about 40,000, right? And they say, yeah, exactly. And I said, isn't that interesting? Because there is no construction cost limit other than the maximum loan amount in your county. And those people that let that deal fall apart are not team players. They let it fall apart rather than take care of the client, because they don't do standard or full 203Ks. And that's a crying shame. The borrower saw this house, they want this house, and they're all prepared and ready to buy it, but it needs 40,000. That's not a problem. It just becomes a standard 203K. We've done one. The highest one I ever did was 544,000. We're involved with one right now that's $530,000 in construction cost. So don't let that fool you. Don't let that be what's holding you back. If your lender says $40,000 is too high, we got to cut the construction cost down. Don't believe it. Don't just take his word for it. Call around, find another lender that will treat you better. Okay. Okay, we've been here a few minutes. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you. If you want to be part of the show when we come back, dial 888-627-6008. We'll be right back.
.com. If you're having issues with your renovation project, we may be able to assist you. It's nice to know you have a knowledgeable person on your side. We recently had a client that had a lender telling them that the problem wasn't theirs, but it was the correspondent lender's. Ultimately, they agreed it was their problem and remedied the issue quickly. Most issues have been handled without a fee. Visit 203k911.com now and let's fix your problems.
Hey, this is Mike Young. Love my renovation project. Yeah, that is kind of a joke. You don't love every one of them, but while you do, we do love 99% of them. And 99% of them will go on without a hitch, without a problem. That 1% can be a nightmare. So if you need help with your renovation problem and issues, We can typically help you on that first phone call. It's absolutely free. Give us a call at 877-207-6565 after the show. Appreciate it. So getting back to the FHA 203K loan guarantee program. Now, you notice I didn't say loan program because HUD, Housing and Urban Development, is made up of two entities, VA, the Veterans Administration, which actually loans their own money and makes those loans to veterans, 100% loan to value. They have a renovation project, a product now that allows up to $35,000 in renovation and still gives the veteran 100% financing. The other part of HUD is FHA, which is an insurance company, and that's all they are. The FHA is an insurance company. They insure your loan to the lender that is going to be the investor in your property. And that could be any of the majors like Homebridge, Prime Lending, Wells Fargo. Any of those are called investors. They're the ones putting up their money, and they're doing it with 3.5% down because FHA guarantees them that if you don't make the payments and they've underwritten the property properly under the FHA guideline, that FHA will buy that mortgage back from them, making them whole again. And this is really why they help lower income people that can't quite credit qualify like maybe somebody else can. But I've got to tell you something. Years ago, I bought a house, and I put, I don't know, it wasn't a lot, but I had some money in the bank, so I put down over $100,000, and it turned out that that was over 30% down on the little house we bought. And I did it with CalVet financing. And I understand CalVet now has a renovation product of sorts. But when you put down 30% on a CalVet loan, they don't even check your credit. So if you've got a client that's gone through a bankruptcy recently or had financial difficulties in the past, and he hasn't quite worked themselves out of that, but they have a lot of cash, they can buy 30% down and close that thing in about 10 days, sometimes less, if they use the CalVet financing. So getting back to FHA 203K, what properties are eligible? Well, any 1 to 4 unit property which has been completed with a certificate of occupancy for at least 12 months or 1 year are acceptable according to the provisions of the local zoning requirements. Now, I say that because we had one not too long ago. It was a beautiful mixed-use property. It fit all the criteria according to HUD, but their problem was the local zoning in Morgan Hill had this entire area zoned as mixed-use commercial, with the commercial being 51%. Now, it's hard to believe they would let that property sit vacant over that 2% discrepancy. The HUD guideline says it must be 51% residential, 49% maximum commercial. The local zoning ordinance said 51% commercial, just the opposite. But they had a different criteria as the way they looked at that property. And if anybody had used a little common sense, they would have let that loan happen and the borrower could have got the property he wanted as he wanted it. So it's a little touchy, a little dicey sometimes. But and a certificate of occupancy. I had 24 brand new homes in Pahrump, Nevada, years ago. And all they were missing is the registers and grills on the heating and air conditioning system. Can you believe that? If I was a realtor, I would have bought those registers and grills and spent that $250 and sold the house and got my commission. But they turned it in. We were able to turn them into limited 203Ks, at that time streamlined 203Ks, and get them marketed that way. Except they didn't have a certificate of occupancy yet because they never were completed. So we went down to the local building department and said, how long have those houses been like that? And he said, well, the builder went bankrupt a little over a year ago. Then we explained them, you know, if we had a certificate of occupancy that said they were okay to occupy here, dated a year ago or more, we can get those things back and get taxpayers in them and get them on the market. And lo and behold, they were kind enough to show that that happened. And they walked in the back room and came out with this piece of paper, shaking it to get the ink dry and say, oh, look, we found a certificate of occupancy from over a year ago. So it was fun. They worked with us. The county sometimes will work with you, but you have to ask the questions and you have to know what questions to ask. So homes that have been demolished or razed as a part of the rehabilitation can be rehabbed as long as the existing foundation system is not affected and remains intact. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for years I used to go out in the Alhambra Valley and there was this foundation sitting there. It had been sitting there for a long time, and I don't know if it was a house that they took down off that foundation or if it was a foundation that built and ran out of money and decided not to build that house. So that case, we were able to get a 203K loan on it because there was a house there at one point. So here's a fun one. Whenever they're widening streets or taking land by eminent domain, the appraised value is typically the highest possible price that home would have sold for in the best circumstances. And whoever is widening that road offers those houses quite often for a dollar, but you have to have them moved to a new site. Well, any home that can be moved onto a foundation on the new property, provided the proceeds from the sale of the previous location are not released until the foundation is properly inspected and the home is satisfactorily attached to the new foundation. So you can take a house that's being taken over by eminent domain, you pay a buck, you have your house mover come out, and you can have the foundation built before that takes place in many cases, so that when the house gets to the new location, the foundation is already there, and they set it right down on the foundation, bolt it to the foundation. Once it's bolted, you can get that, all the moving expenses included and paid at that time. There's no moving expenses paid, and HUD doesn't recognize that house as the new owner's house until it's bolted to the foundation on the new property. So that's a good way to get started. While back in Dixon, California, there was rather a large house. It had to be moved, and they had signs all over it. Free, house free. You just have to move it to your own lot. And so we got our sign and put it out there on that post. And we never got a call, but somebody hopefully was able to use the 203K to do that one. Now, any property... Which properties are eligible? Well, any property the buyer wishes to convert either from a single family into a 2-4 family or from a 2-4 family back to a single family. Oh. So let's take this one a little further. You can take a 5-unit building and turn it into a 1-4 unit building. You can take an 8-plex and turn it into a 4-plex. We had a wonderful 8-plex that was gutted for years, sitting vacant. And this lady that owned the house was 95 years old. And when we inquired about the house, she informed us that all she wanted to do was sell it for the back taxes. When she died, she didn't want to leave any debt, and that was her goal. So what she did was sold that to us for $2,500. That's all the taxes she owed on it. She was tickled pink. The client purchased 8 single family, studios in one building. And it was a 2-story building. So there was 4 studios on each floor. And we turned it into a couple of 4-bedroom units and a 3-bedroom unit, as I recall. And it was a cash cow. At that time, the renovation was under $200,000. Payments were about $1,500 each month. And the rent on a 4-bedroom at that time was about $2,000 a month. So 2, 4, 6. And then the owner at that time did not have to live in it. And the 3-bedroom was about $1,700 a month. So it was a cash cow for the borrower, for the investor. Okay, you can renovate. As far as which properties are eligible, you can take a manufactured home that was built after June 15th, 1976, and has been on a permanent foundation for over a year. The unit must have been delivered to the site when it was new. One thing you can't do with these houses that are being moved from one site to your site is they must be moved one time. I know a lot of moving companies will go buy those houses for a dollar and move it to their lot and sit there until they can sell it. And that is not eligible for the FHA 203K program. It must move straight from where it's being moved from to its permanent new location and sit on the foundation. Now we're getting into my best properties. I love these properties. The 203K can be used on a mixed-use residential property, provided it meets the following requirements. The floor space used for the commercial purpose does not exceed 49%. This is a recent change as of 2015. It used to be single-family houses had to be at least 75%. Single-story houses had to be at least 75% residential. Well, they've changed that. It's all now 49%. The commercial is only 49%. Residential, 51%. On 2-story and multiple-story buildings, the staircase going up to the second floor is considered residential. So you can easily get your 49% on a 2-story building. The commercial use must not affect the health and safety of the residential occupants. The rehabilitation funds will only be used for the residential functions of the dwelling and areas used to access the residential part of the property. Well, to make that a little clearer, you can paint the exterior of the property fully because it affects the value of the residential upstairs. It's all one building outside in the front. So you can paint the front of that building and the sides if it's a freestanding building or if one side's exposed. And condominiums are eligible for homeowners only, of course. There's still a 7 rental unit limitation within a 2-block area. So if you're buying 2 fourplexes, that does not qualify. Although it could, if the owner's going to live in one of them today, that very well could qualify, but you're going to have to get written permission from HUD in order to do that. So we are going to take another short break. Be back with you in just a little bit. And in any case, if you'd like to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free. We'll be right back.
Thinking of becoming a 203K consultant? Contact us to see if you qualify. Home inspectors, contractors, architects, and engineers most likely qualify. Create an additional profit center using your existing knowledge base. For more information, visit 203ksoftware.com, and you'll be glad you did.
Hey, this is Mike Young. Love my renovation project. And we're here to talk about 203K basics today. Remember, next week it's going to be nonprofits, 203K for nonprofits. And it's not just the 203K. Fannie Mae has a nonprofit program as well. So some of the things you can do, getting back to 203K basics, is mixed-use properties, which we were just talking to about on the break. You can renovate a mixed-use property, providing the commercial space represents less than one floor of the structure, or 49% if on a single-story building. What does that mean? If you're into commercial real estate at all and you're selling mixed-use buildings, you now can sell them at 3.5% down if the borrower plans to live in one of the units, one of the residential units. We did one not too long ago. Well, it's been a couple of years ago, that is in Oakland, and the contractor bought this building, and he had a rear yard with a access off of a alley, and the front became his display room, where he displayed all the carpet and tile and so forth that they would put in your house. And that's where he had his clients meet him. He lived upstairs, so he could look out his back window and see his trucks were nice, safe, tucked in his little backyard there. And he had his own storage for his tools in the back part of the building, and the front part was his little display room. So it worked out very well for him and his family. You can change non-residential to residential or mixed use. Now, this is FHA 203K only. So if you got a non-residential product or building, such as a commercial standalone building, it's a single-story building, it's been there for years, and for some reason, businesses just don't thrive there, and every 6 months, they move out. It sits empty for 6 months or a year. Somebody else thinks they're going to be able to do it. They buy that place, and 6 months later, they're out of business. But what we could do is add residential to it. Put a second story, make it residential. Now you've got the potential for live-work. So somebody could buy that, live upstairs, and have their place downstairs, or make that store, take the back half of it, or 51%, and make it residential. Leave the front half with a storefront as his commercial space, and you have live-work, which is very popular in many areas of the country. We did one of these in Los Angeles recently. Berkeley is hot for this, Oakland. So these are all great places to use or think about these residential mixed use, changing non-residential to residential land use, provided your local ordinances will allow that. Many times they will, because if that building is sitting vacant, it's just an attractive nuisance. Kids will throw rocks through the windows and make the neighborhood look worse than it is already. I don't know why they do that. But kids will be kids, I guess. You can convert larger properties into 3 or 4 unit properties. So you can take 8-plex and turn it into 4-plex. You could take it, turn it into a single family house, very large single family house, as long as the zoning will allow it. But if you're zoned for 4-plex, it's also zoned for 2 to 4. Typically 2 to 4 is the way the zoning looks. So you can take a 4-unit building, all studios, and turn it into 2 or a duplex and with a couple of bedrooms each. So there's lots of potential, lots of possibilities. And we just are, part of our job is to open those creative juices of yours up and let you see something that's happening around you that you didn't see before. Home buyers and nonprofits can refinance a property using the 203K within 6 months of its purchase. And it's treated just the same as the buyer purchased the property with the 203K insured loan to begin with. In other words, all the money they put down originally is looked at as money they're putting down now, or money they have invested in this house. So when you buy a property, typically you're going to be told you cannot refinance for 6 months. Well, you cannot refinance for 6 months and let your realtor keep his commission, because whoever he sold that for is going to want to see that commission returned to them. And that's why you can't do it within 6 months. So talk to your lender. If you've got a property that needs fixed up, but you need to do a quick close and it's okay as is to get that quick close, see if your lender does the 203K and plan it that way. And then immediately work into a refinance. So you close the loan, he gets paid their commissions. Now the loan officer does an immediate refi into the 203K loan, knowing he's going to lose his original commission and pick his commission back up when he gets the second loan worked out. And there may be some extra fees there that you may have to pay. The borrower will be eligible under the 203K as a first-time home buyer without the standard 3-year waiting period if they are legally separated or divorced, even if they had an interest in a home with their spouse, provided the individual no longer has that interest in that home. So you're looking at a whole new source of buyers. You got this divorced settlement. The husband gets the house. The wife becomes a first-time home buyer, can go out and buy another one with 3.5% down, and vice versa. So if the wife gets the house, the husband can go out and buy another one and be treated as a first-time home buyer. Some of the other things you can do, nonprofits can purchase a property, rehabilitate it, and sell it or keep it. If the nonprofit intends to keep the property as a rental, they should keep the acquisition and rehab costs at the lowest possible number to increase the amount of cash flow and enhance their financial position that way. All right, now we're going to look at some of the ineligible improvements. There's two FHA 203K loans out there. One is called the Limited 203K, which came about in 2005. As the Streamline 203K, the name was changed back in 2014 or 2015 to Limited 203K. It has no minimum, although many lenders are placing a $2,000 minimum on it. You probably don't need that and won't need that if you have an appraisal come in low and you change it over to a Limited 203K. They'll probably let you get away with very minor repair, like repairing that broken window in the bathroom that we talked about earlier. On the standard, a full 203K, there is a minimum requirement of $5,000 in what we call necessary or, quote, must do, unquote, improvements on the subject property. Improvements that have to be done. So if you have a termite report, and the termite cost is as low as $5,000, it qualifies. You're in. Now that it's qualified, you can add any and other, every other thing you want to that renovation project up to your power to buy. Now, if you've got a home that would appraise all fixed up for $500,000 and you're buying it for $300,000, that gives you up to $200,000 to make improvements. If it's if you're buying it for $400,000 and you're approved to $500,000, then you have $100,000 to play with for the improvements. And these improvements all must be allowed by the local zoning ordinance. Okay. Now, all the costs and fees, permits, and all that stuff is rolled into this loan and becomes part of that money that you're going to be financing. The mortgage must include one or more of the items below: structural repairs or alterations. So if you're going to be opening a wall, a lot of our work today is taking these tiny kitchens and opening a wall and making it a great room when the kitchen's off to one side of that big room. That's a very popular alteration these days. Room additions, if you wanted to add a bathroom. Say your client inventory's low, the realtor says there's just no three-bedroom, two-baths out there, but I've got this wonderful three-bedroom, one-bath. So you can add a bathroom, and that qualifies as your first $5,000. And then you can repair anything else that you want to be on that. Any improvements in the functionality or modernization. The other day we were on a project and they wanted to put another door from the bathroom and open it into the kitchen. And I had to stop their thinking. I said, whoa. We have to cure functional obsolescence whenever possible with the 203K. Now you already have a door to that bathroom from a hallway around the corner. You do not want to be cooking and have the door fly open to see great grandpa sitting on the toilet from your kitchen or eating area. So that would be functional obsolescence. And we can't just build that into a house. We must cure that. So to put a door into the kitchen, we're going to have to put a barrier up there, maybe a small wall in front of that. So when the door is open, you don't see right into the bathroom. Any changes for aesthetic appeal or the elimination of obsolescence? New exterior sliding doors potential for that. New siding on the outside. Repair or replacement of plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical systems. I was shocked the other day to see his house still had one 30-amp fuse in a cupboard at ground level, and the pot wires from the street came into the weatherhead straight down, all the way down to the bottom. I thought it was a crawl space to get under the house, and when I lifted it up, there is a meter inside that box and one 30-amp fuse. It was amazing. 110-volt was running that entire house. When sellers had to be there and happened to be there, and I asked them, I said, do you guys have to replace fuses a lot? And they just glared at me and said, yes, every day. Told my wife not to use that damn hairdryer, but every time she did, it'd pop a fuse. So he walked over and opened a drawer in their kitchen, and this drawer was literally full of fuses, 30-amp fuses. Replacement of flooring, carpeting, tiling, anything like that qualifies as the first $5,000. Energy conservation improvement, new dual-pane windows and doors, storm windows, insulation, solar domestic water heating systems. Major landscape work and site improvement, patios and terraces that improve the value of the property equal to their cost or more, or that are needed to preserve the property from erosion. And that's a key, because the lenders have all found that spot in the guideline that says no landscaping can be performed. Well, what did I just read? This is right out of the HUD guideline. Major landscape work and site improvement not only can be included, it can be part of the first $5,000 in repairs that qualifies the home for the overall loan and lets you add other items. So if you need to add a patio in the back and tilt it away and catch the water that was coming straight off that hill right into the house and deteriorating the foundation, that is a bona fide repair that you can do. So look, we're going to take another short break. We'll be back for the final segment of today, where we talk about more improvements that you can do under the 203K for your home. In the meantime, if you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free, and join in the fun. We'll be right back.
We know which lenders are all talk and which ones can actually close your loans faster. You can depend on our consultants for the facts before you choose a lender. There are many lenders who will tell you they need 60 to 90 days to close a renovation loan. Those aren't the ones to choose. A 203K can close as fast as a 203B, unless the lender is trying to play all the possible positions on the field. The 203K is a team sport, and you should have the team members that know what to do. If your LO is constantly calling the consultant to see how is it going, you may want to reevaluate that member. Each member has a job. Let them perform their part while you perform yours. The countdown doesn't start until the lender gets your financial information. Visit 203k911.com. We know what to do.
Hey, this is Mike Young. Glad you're back with us. Again, if you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free. And we welcome your input and your questions and look forward to hearing from you. Now, we're talking about eligible improvements that you can use the 203K for. You can get a whole new client list by checking with people who are recently handicapped, because all of the handicap retrofitting can be included in the cost of your renovation, and it can be part of the first $5,000. You may only have $5,000 worth of renovation in your project, depending on what it is, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So handicap retrofitting can be included as a cost of the rehab. It's particularly good, this information, in the hands of vocational rehab companies and companies that deal with disabilities. As much as we like to think we're in, immortal and whatnot. I had a good friend of mine have a stroke not too long ago, and that required him to be in a wheelchair, and we had to widen doors for him and make the shower so it was he could get into the shower with his wheelchair, and it was just a blessing to have the 203K there to do those things. The following items can be included in addition to the minimum $5,000, and this is once you've met that minimum $5,000 threshold, and sometimes you get a $30,000 or $40,000 pest report, you're there, then you can start adding new cooking equipment, new appliances, refrigerators. These are standalone. These are not part of the real property, but they can be financed into the 203K program. So you can remodel your kitchen and get all new appliances as part of that. Cooktops, refrigerators, in the wall, dual ovens and stuff like that. Disposals. Trying to think what else you might have. Range hoods. Microwave or not, makes no difference. You can do all kinds of painting and other cosmetic repairs. I say that tongue in cheek. I went to do a final draw on a house, and all they had left to do was the exterior paint, but it had been raining, and it finally had dried up enough that they could get the paint on, and they called for a final inspection. And when I pulled up, I almost hit the telephone pole on the way in looking at that house. It was chartreuse, the brightest green you could ever imagine, not what I would consider an earth tone. So, but you can fix fencing. We're doing some fencing right now on a couple of 203Ks. New walkways, new driveways. We've had several where they're on a downslope of a hillside, and the driveway headed straight down to their garage. And when you lifted the door up originally before we started the work, you could see the water stains where water gets under that door. And the bottom of the door had been rotted out, so it had to get a new garage door. And then the water was going in and getting things inside the house. The guy said, I can't store anything here. So what we did is we put in a new driveway. We actually just cut that driveway near the bottom and put in a drain all the way across the front of the garage. Now water coming down there would hit that drain and be carried off to the side of the house and controlled. It's very important that you control the water coming off of your house. You can repair. Let's see what else here. Fencing, new walks, driveways, general landscape work, trees, shrubs, or seating, provided it's for the permanent repair. In other words, you can't buy flowers that die off every year. They're annual. But you can buy, you can seed lawn or whatever on your hillside, grass, something to keep that hillside in place, shrubs, trees. And it used to be in the early days from 1961 when the 203K came about, all the way up until 2014, we had a limit on the repairs to a swimming pool. So if you're looking, you got an existing pool and you're looking to repair it today after, I think it was October 15th of 2014, the guideline changed and says now you can repair it at any price, whatever it takes to repair it. You're no longer limited to $1,500 repair. We were able to replace the equipment sometimes, but you couldn't do much else. You certainly couldn't put new gunite in it or fix major cracks in the pool. I had some friends that actually called me in a panic. They had been on vacation in Europe, and they thought it would be a smart idea in October when they left to drain their swimming pool so it wouldn't be a hazard to the neighborhood. Well, let me tell you, a swimming pool, as large as it is, that has got no water in it, is a boat. And when they got home and they called me, you got to come over and look at our pool. It was 4 feet up out of the ground. What they forgot is October and November, when they were gone, it rained. And when the ground got full of water, it floated that boat right up out there, 4 feet. Items that will not be allowed are items that don't become a permanent part of the property. If they don't become a permanent part of the property, it's not eligible for financing. Luxury items are not eligible for financing under the 203K. Luxury items are swimming pools. You can't put a brand new swimming pool with a 203K. Exterior hot tubs, saunas, spas, tennis courts, and barbecue pits are specifically forbid. You cannot do those things. So the 203K does not satisfy every possible renovation hope that you might have. In fact, if you did want a swimming pool, and that's we did one of those not too long ago in Healdsburg, California, where that's all they wanted. They wanted to fix up their yard. Their house was in very good condition. They've been living there a couple of years. And kids are older now, and they wanted to put in a swimming pool, a nice concrete patio around the pool.
We got about a minute.
And a new patio with stamped concrete and a barbecue pit. All that's possible with the Fannie Mae home style, which is considered a look-alike. The other thing that Fannie Mae is good for is it can be used for investors to purchase and flip houses if that's what you want to do. So, recapping, if next week we're going to be talking about nonprofits and how nonprofit organizations can utilize the 203K to their advantage. And we are glad you're listening. We hope you'll join us. And next week, the nonprofits, I expect that we're going to have a few nonprofits asking the questions. Biggest question is, what lender will finance the nonprofits? We'll have that answer for you next week. So enjoyed it. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.